COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Do you know what was good? We did a wee live stream the other night. If we did it without, it was a FIFA live stream of the new FIFA, but we had people in. See, we did it. Obviously, we did it without the FIFA. Crack was flying, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flying crack.
Yeah. I went over to get pizzas from Pizza Works for it, and the guy had made like a grim barbecue sauce that he told me purposely was like hotter than the sun.
Yeah.
And he's like, see if you can get somebody with it. And I was like, right. And then on the way over, I was going, do you know, I know Shane got Dave one of these before and he fucking, it ruined him. Like, and he didn't have a good night and all. So I sort of went, well, I'll just tell people it's there. So I said to the boys, here, this is going to take the fucking skin off your teeth. Like, and Dave then stupidly made a bet with me and Aaron Butler that him and Willie would beat us in FIFA in a Rangers and Celtic match. And me and Butler were Celtic and we fucking read them to death 4-0. And whoever lost is going to have to eat this hot sauce. And Dave was like, no, it's a two-leg thing. We'll do an Ireland versus Northern Ireland thing. And we fucking bucked them again 3-0. And mate, they both took it. And Dave's reaction is so low key because he takes a finger off it and goes, "Oh no!" It fucking, he hated it.
Are we rolling? I never got caught out this morning. We went to our local little. It's called the Food Dock.
Right.
They make their own sriracha, which means there's no consistency at all.
So sometimes it's nice and fragrant, and then one
day it's just orange sauce, and then the next day it's like fucking nuclear.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't ready for first thing in the morning.
Where's the food, Doc?
Dungannon.
Fuck, I'd not be down there. Not for food, like.
I mean, it's not like a Dougie's Goodies.
Yeah.
Where I would be like...
Worth the travel.
Do the mileage. It's great. Yeah. It's great, you know.
Worth the travel from, say, where you are, but not...
Worth
from
the
where
travel.
I
yeah, worth the travel from my house.
Yeah.
7 minutes.
Yeah, that's good time.
By vehicle.
I've been in Dungannon too much recently.
Yeah, me too.
I've been in Dungannon maybe like 4 times in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Which is a lot for me.
Well, I got asked in this place, you were just up the street, weren't you? You know, doing that gig. You were doing that, weren't you? I was like, no, I haven't done it at all.
The gig in the fucking...
The tent or something?
Well, they say it's like that, but it's a fucking full building, like.
Yeah.
Only in Dungannon would a building made of brick and mortar be known as the tent.
Yeah. Well, it is one of those towns where up to recently they had, you know, that thing they do here where they've got a derelict shithole and then they just go like, do you know what'll fool people? If we paint the shop front on it.
Yeah, I like that. They have those, some of those over near Collinswater.
Yeah.
I like that.
This war-torn strip of street.
Yeah, there's one over at Collinswater. They've painted a fruit shop on it, including fruit sitting outside. Which is absolutely mad. Like, it's painted on. I'm like, it's not even... I think it's so weird. It's so weird, isn't it?
Just knock it down.
I know. Like, right here.
I mean, shops that people wouldn't even go into.
Board it up. And if you're going to paint something on it, don't paint the shop on it. You know? Do you know what over there is missing? Massive loyalist murals.
Yeah.
You know? Paint another one of those. Give me something that scares me, but also shows me that you can't paint hands or feet.
Yeah.
You know? Because I haven't seen enough of those.
Yeah. It's cool that you decided to put that guy's face on the air vent.
Yeah, I like that.
He's got like an extractor fan blowing out of his cheek. You know? Let three forget.
Yeah. Johnny Adder.
What they should do in these Belfast is just like, you know, it was like a shop that makes band uniforms. And then just the fake shops are like Prada and fucking all that shit. Just out of nowhere. No one's ever going to go into it, even if it was real.
Gucci's fucking Newton Arch Road Division.
Yeah. Battalion. Prada Battalion. My sister, I don't know why I just had this thought, my sister sort of just adopted a cat one time called a Gucci. And everybody had the, like, with no irony whatsoever, like, Gucci, your dinner's ready. My dad run around shouting Gucci.
I always think like, if I want people, I sometimes feel a bit Gucci, you know, whenever you ever like have a rough Chinese and then you can't really scratch your arse properly and you feel a bit Gucci, you know. You know the type of itch I mean, where you still feel like there's a fucking quarter log in you somewhere, like, but it hasn't. Oh, it's the worst.
It depends. I mean, like, are you talking ring sting? Are you talking like you've got one third of the bounty trio still in there and it won't come out?
Yeah.
It just won't come out.
You've got a few revels left.
Yeah. The coffee ones.
Oh, mate.
I love a revel.
Do you know what I hate on revels?
How did you have the clock going? I was like, how long before we start talking about snacks?
All right. Do you know what I hate about revels? The fucking the fake minstrel in revels.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
The wax button.
Yeah, it's fucking shit. I hate that. I hate the orange ones as well. I can barely
distinguish them because I just go like this. I just pint them. Just fucking sink the revels.
Do you know what, sweeties? I really like, I actually really like them. Haribo Tang Fastics.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, they're fucking unreal. See the cherry ones?
Gorgeous.
I have a wee day with them. Like,
you know, get a bag of the cherries.
I know, mate. Yeah. Oh, fucking, that's a great time. I'll tell you what I don't need.
See you later, teeth.
Sugar covered in fucking hard sugar. Don't need it. I don't need it.
That's what I was going to bring up with you. Did you see that like clip the guy shared? You were on Shane's podcast and you were like, I eat more than I move.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy shared it. That guy's like pretty famous.
Who shared it?
Mark Smelly Bell.
Who's that? Smelly Bell.
Mark Smelly Bell sounds like a fucking, like a loyalist paramilitary. Mark Smelly Bell.
The call him because he got a smelly bell in McGabbery.
He did.
He just stopped washing it. He's like a political status. Stopped washing the cock of himself.
It's a slightly different dirty protest. He'd smear his smegma off the walls.
Have her fuck's sake, Mark, you've smegged the bed again.
Boy's gonna have a gas mask.
What? Who's this? Who is he?
He was like a pretty famous like strength competitor, you know, like a weightlifter type guy.
Right, okay.
And powerlifter, and then
strength competitor is a big, fucking great. That's something I need to subtly slide into the CV, even though I've never done it. You know what I mean?
Doctor, strength competitor.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is in there?
Girth challenger. girth explorer.
Gravity denier. No, but the guy, because I follow the guy, and fucking I seen his name, and then I seen your face, and I was like, fuck, my Instagram's like glitched or something.
Yeah,
but then he had taken the clip and put it up. And
what's
then
he saying though? Just like,
it's a clip of you though. He's not saying anything.
All right, like he just shared it. He didn't like.
Well, the quote was like, "Oh, the best thing to do is just laugh about it."
What does it mean? Is he slobber?
No. Anyway. Fucking how strengthy.
You know what I mean? You fucking were winning on that there.
You're fucking giving me a smelly bell. You can't
see that there, did you? We fucking look at my eyes. You didn't fucking see that there. Anyway, I'm knackered now.
But I said,
that was too much
cardio. No, because I said that to Shane. I was like, I was just weird to see. And he goes, Shane, of course, is like, yeah, I was going to give him abuse for taking my clip.
Were you?
The guy's got about a million followers. You wouldn't take it. Yeah, but that guy was like a huge powerlifter. You know, when powerlifters like big power gut and like big thick guy. And then I think he hit about 50 and was like, oh, I can't run. And you know, and then shed a load of weight. Now he's just ripped. Smelly bell. Like.
13 years to go. Then change is coming.
Do you know what I did the other day? About once a month, I'll have a new, not obsession, but I'll go like, oh, I fancy that, you know? And I was looking at a curved treadmill and I was going down an absolute rabbit hole of buying a treadmill for the house.
Like it's curved that way or that way?
That way. It's right. Got no motor in it. It's just basically got like a track.
Suppose if it was curved the way I just maybe thought of, you just do your ankles on it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Just walking on corners.
Yeah, it's like if you're a track athlete and you're just like, I just need to practice these corners. And you're just like, at an angle, blowing one knee out.
NASCAR walking. Yeah.
That's a great idea. NASWalk. It's in the Dundall Ice Bowl. The guy just can't turn right ever.
Yeah.
I'm just going over here, does a full turn, walks that way.
Unbelievable.
How is NASCAR interesting?
It's not. It just doesn't. Is it like, I mean,
I live in the countryside, so I feel like I do NASCAR, as in everything on the left-hand side of the car breaks because there's just so many potholes.
Yeah, do you know what I don't like, though, in NASCAR and stuff like that, and even in Formula One?
The racism?
It's it's exciting in the first lap and the last lap.
Yeah.
But they do 100 or they do 70, and you're like, this is fucking boring. Like, 100 laps, that shit.
Do you know what's fairly...
Head stops and all.
What's the term, emasculating? When you feel like a bit of a bitch?
Yes.
Yes.
I know that feeling.
You're a words guy. Yeah. And like after Drive to Survive came on, the Netflix show.
Right.
And Netflix is like a streaming service online.
Fuck off. Drive to Survive, though, what's
it, was like behind the scenes of Formula One.
Oh, right. The like Lewis Hamilton thing and all. Yeah. Oh, I am the racism. You did say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone watched it. I watched it. Maureen watched it. But then they really got stuck in.
Sorry, that's funny. Everyone watched it. Me and Maureen.
I know, but all our sisters and all, you know, everyone on our fucking, you know, cult ranch that we live on. And then they went hardcore into Formula One. Because I was like, I've seen the behind the scenes. Like, I'll fucking watch it. Who gives a shit? Yeah. And then it was over. And then it was actually really happening. And I took one season of that. Like, I watched some of the races. And then I sort of knew what happened. And then I watched the behind the scenes. And I was like, it's not that interesting if you've actually watched it.
No. Yeah.
But they went full hardcore.
Nah, see, it bores me.
They're all sitting around. Like,
you know how boring the racing is? It makes me not want... I've seen it, and it makes me not want to watch that documentary.
But if you have no idea about Formula One, the documentary is quite interesting.
Do you know what is mental? I filmed a guy one time who was from here, but he was like a Formula One engineer for a couple of teams, like in the 90s and 90s or whatever. He's an actual like engineer, like working on making new parts for cars and all to make them do mad shit. And he was, the interview with him was fucking brilliant. Like, he was talking all about like how things get developed for Formula One, and then in like 4 or 5 years they're like as standard in cars.
Aye.
Like a catalytic converter, or like he mentioned about 8 other things that I don't know how to spell, but like, you know, all things that started like with a Formula One team goes, let's make our car better, and then next thing every car in the world has it.
It's in a Clio.
So yeah, so like I think that he was from up the coast somewhere, like, because it was a Coleraine Uni.
Of course,
they brought
was.
Him in for like a master session thing, and I filmed it. But he was actually really interesting.
Yeah,
you know. But it was all Corsairs. It was all the petrol heads from there. Like, you know what I mean?
This is much like the Civic I used to have. The DRS on it.
Yeah, the Q&A is just people getting up.
Is it
going,
DRS? That was called DRS.
People getting up, and, you know, for the Q&A, and instead of asking him about his time or what was it like, you know. What's Michael Schumacher like? You know, he's they're sitting there being like,
it's quiet enough.
Now, if you had a problem with your sister's Renault Savannah,
that car you were working on there for Schumacher, was she low? Was she? Do you any fucking hips in her? Take her to the CCAT for an old meetup, did you?
Did you ever hit the diff in the fucking? In the McLaren, like, unreal. So, like,
what's the sound system like there in the Williams? Pumping. You have a subwoofer there in the back of that Red Bull. It's fucking scrap.
I just find all that fucking scrap is such a great phrase. I hate all that. I can't be passionate about stuff like that.
I was going to do a bit once where I never did it. Where it's like any car that's not your dad's car is scrap. You know?
It's true, yeah.
My dad be floating about there in a Volvo being like, what are you driving that for? What are you driving an S-Class Mercedes for? We can drive out under the sea. Fucking heap of shit.
There was a guy, who used to do, he was a mechanic for us. He was my dad's mechanic in the 90s. He was the first person I ever really heard swearing. Like, he would call around the house and he we used to have like ladders and shit cars, and he would deal with ladder. So he would give you a ladder. You would give him your ladder and go, fix this.
Yeah.
While he was fixing it, you'd get like an even shitter ladder.
Yeah.
Like an old, like he used to give us this old sky blue ladder, which is just like that's Russia in a car, like in the early 90s, right? So the former Soviet Union.
Runs on cabbage.
Yeah, mate, just fucking woeful cars. Like, But mate, he loved, like the phrase fucking scrap. I was like, mate, and I mean, he used to basically like send the ladders back to Russia and all and get money off him because Russians loved it.
Really?
Yeah, like they loved it. He used to send them back on boats and all. I mean, this guy, it's like my dad used to say, like, you know, he talks like that, you mind yourself, don't you, right? But my dad being stitches on him because he was funny. He was sort of bald, but he had, you know, like the hair around there, like side handles, like handlebars on his head.
Yeah.
And then absolute muttons. Oh, with no beard. And he would always just be wearing, you know, like an old fucked woolen jumper that he just was a mechanic in. It was held on him by oil, like, and then pair like stone washed denims. And he'd just go, Jim, will I tell you some shit? A lot of fucking scrap, sir. Fucking scrap. And he was just, mate, the swearing at him was unbelievable.
I feel like you could do that. You could do that all day.
Mate.
See, I had a lot of scrap. See, I had a lot of fucking scrap.
See it's fucking brand new ladder, Jim. Fucking scrap.
Fucking scrap. I'm telling you.
I mean, he literally, mate, he said fuck more than anybody I've ever met in my life. Like I swear to God, if he was saying, like, I don't know, it'd be like going fucking down on fucking mafia. Is it fucking General Bander? Fuck's sake. Jesus Christ, that's fucking scrap. Fucking die. Fucking ladders. Aye. You're just like.
Do people not do that to you, though?
What, say that? Because
you're
like,
you're a big mad comedian, though. I get a lot of people trying to act up a wee bit.
People. Oh, mate, you've Hitlered me.
What's this?
Downfall. I'm taking my glasses off because I'm triggered.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Put these on, take them off. Downfall style.
Yep. Oh, here we go.
My glasses! Take off my glasses, please!
How do you say glasses in German? Augenglatz, is it, or something like that, or fucking...
What are you asking that? I don't know.
There's a short word for it, but Augen's eye.
Specs?
Yeah.
Mine specs? Specs, Eva! Two S's?
So it's like... need just to go here, here, and here. But sir, he's not coming. You're like... And you're like, everybody get out of here. Bring me yogurt, crisps, and butter.
That's the three guys that eat dips.
Yogurt, crisps, and butter.
Baby Bell.
Bring me fucking Dairy Lee Lunchables now.
Man, you've shitted them right up.
Oh, no, sorry.
You have Vaseline in your hands? Yeah. You didn't play them a Play-Doh before you came in their glasses?
No, that's me. And, what was I going to say? yes, people act up. I get that.
Yeah.
People, it's exactly what you said. Oh, he's like a mad comedian, though.
Yeah.
Like in a shop I go in, people want to swear to me.
Yeah,
you get that?
Yeah.
Isn't that, what is that, though?
People overshare, like, depraved shit with me.
I get people going, people want to tell me that their job is shit while I'm standing in front of them trying to spend money in that shop.
Mm.
No, like, Chloe's seen it, haven't you? Like, that's, people go like, oh, seeing here, fuck's sake, you wouldn't even know where that is. It's meant to be over here, fuck's sake. I'm like, stop swearing at me. Like, I'm just
this place is fucking mad.
I don't know. I'm normal. I'm being normal now. Can I spend money in here? Fuck's sake. I don't know if you can.
I near got a guy killed once. We were out this years ago, and this guy was kind of on a not on a it wasn't even a date, he was just out to see Maureen's cousin. And then he, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. That's why I went like that.
He was just a guy she knew, and they were kind of going for some drinks, but everyone was together. If you get me. It was a night out.
It's a night out, but there's a bit of a date happening.
And there's a guy there.
In a group set.
Yeah. But I went for a piss.
Not a group date, because that is different.
No. But he appeared in the toilet and was just, you know, again, that, you're like, you're a mad, aren't you? He's like, I'm going to fucking buck my life out of your one here later. And I was like, oh, good. And then I casually mentioned it the fucking morning.
Did you see Chloe's reaction to that?
I was like, fuck, your man seems confident tonight, fucking spilling the beans in the toilet there. And I told her. And then, like, there's like fucking six girls on her. Yeah. And he basically got like, you know, like when hornets just attack a thing and like attack a rat and rip at the pot.
Yeah.
And I just sit in the background, you know, like we Kermit the Frog. Whoopsie.
You shouldn't have shared that with me, partner. Yeah,
no bro code around these parts.
That's rare, though.
Why? That is rare. But he thought that I was.
He thought
like,
that, like, you're going to go, oh, he loves us. Fucking get wired in, no.
He loves us here.
I hate that type of. People don't realize. Maybe they ought to, like, beta. Like, mate, I am a beta. Don't fucking. I alpha up occasionally.
Diabeta?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mate. I'm not Do you know what I mean? I don't.
Well, you know, if you're going to intercept like a sexual assault.
Yeah.
Let the bro code slide.
Yeah, I'll alpha up for that. I would alpha up. Do you know where I alpha up when I'm dealing? I've noticed that if I'm dealing with mechanics or any situation that involves the buying or selling of tools or building materials, I feel that I have to be.
You sell them any tools, man?
No. No. But if I'm involved in that,
you'd not
like even if I'm not selling it, someone's selling tools near me and I'm buying them, or they're selling them to R. Kevin and I'm with him, I'll alpha for that.
You just morph into.
You just come up a level.
A regular man.
You just come up into a wee bit of a. Oh, does there be good torque in it?
Yeah.
Torque is like somebody from Cornwall trying to have a chat.
I had to get tires. Tires in the car, and I. Instead of going in, just being like, can you put wheels on me?
Yeah.
I read the wee, you know, the measurements of the tire. Went in and was like, get a fucking, no, like all.
You go in like you're half rubber.
Get a fucking 22, fucking 6x, 2.5 and all. I know that because I bought loads of tires.
I do things like that, but I have to Google it first.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking at the photo I just took of the wheel.
Yep.
Guess 22.6 and fucking. Just acting big lad. You got a new car. Speaking of Alpha.
Oh, it is an Alpha.
That's the only reason I invited you here today is to get a go on this
it's
car.
It's a beast, look.
Is it?
Ah, it's great. You'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it.
Oh, you don't have the Crocs on today?
No, no.
I said it was quite the spectacle for you to open the door, the pickup. And
the first thing comes out of it, it's like fucking Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Just a croc coming out of this fucking...
A croc with a sock? Have you went sockless in a croc?
I have. In the house.
Do you get that toe coming through the one hole?
Do you know what I get? I get a wee... See, they're on the top of my gutty. You can see the wee bulge. It looks like your woman out of where my laces cross. It looks like the outfit your woman wears in the video for I Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf.
Nice.
You know, all the crisscrossy.
Yeah.
You know, would you hose me down with a holy water if I get too hot? She's all right. I get a wee fat top on my foot coming through a hole or two.
Oh.
In a croc. That's why I prefer a sock.
I did a Patreon podcast before you got here. I was Googling Chinese bound feet. They get that. They get the swelling at the top.
Yep. I get wee geisha feet. We've talked about my feet.
That'd be a good name for a show.
Yeah.
Geisha feet.
Martic, geisha feet.
Yeah. I wonder if they're a mark.
I've got geisha hands.
Yeah.
They've been bound. Bound by goalie gloves. That's what's on that time.
Was that what it is?
I don't know what's on it.
Stunted my hand.
Yeah.
Growth.
I think it's because I was sitting like that too often as a kid with one bun in each hand. So they just stop growing, you know what I mean?
It's nothing to do with like gaming or something.
Yeah, we miracle mitts, you know what I mean? Just
get two absolutely jacked thumbs.
I know, yeah, my thumbs are strong as fuck.
Yeah.
Bend nails when I'm like, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maureen has a bit of a skill where she I can't beat her in like a thumb war.
Oh, really?
She's like an alligator, all the forces down.
Pincer. Yeah. I think...
That's holding on to money.
Chloe has what I would describe as... hulkish upper body strength.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She's got that fucking Eastern block.
You know when you sort of, horse around a wee bit. That's a bit of crack, yeah. And you're sort of like, oh. And as a big dude, I'm always sort of going, oh, I don't really want to. I have to go full pelt in order to lose.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like Chloe has, like she's
like a judo black belt.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Just like what I would describe
chimpanzee
as sharp putter strength.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. Just the arms, just fucking.
That's nice.
You know, that's my head, and she's just like, she can just any time we've horsed around, I get hurt.
Horseplay goes, not in your favor.
I get hurt. Hurt play. Yeah.
I wonder, could you apply that anywhere?
Is it
too late to get in the shot put?
It's like horseplay.
What do you do?
It's horseplay for Chloe, but it's a horse, and I'm like a wee mule. You know what I mean? Like I'm just getting fucking.
What do you do if you want to get into shot put and just order one? Just go on Amazon.
I think you need to probably be Eastern Bloc.
One shot put. I'm gonna go on Amazon here and see if I can get it.
Did you ever see somebody when CMPA in your school? See for sports day.
Yeah.
Did you do the shot put and javelin or no?
Yeah.
Did you ever like just get told you're doing the javelin here, and you've maybe thrown one twice in your life?
We had a couple of like Nerf javelins, you know, like they weren't
legit, like throw this and it could kill someone javelins. And it was like, there were, you would, like 2 weeks before sports day, they go, better show you some of the sports day stuff that's coming
exactly.
up. And you go,
you can compete. And it's your first go.
There's people who fucking make javelin their life and they're still shit at it. So I'm like, how shit are we going to be?
Yeah.
When we chucked one, two Thursdays ago and now we're in front of the whole school doing it, right?
Yeah.
And mate, see the shot put. So obviously the thing, I'm getting on as if like I have great technique, but obviously the thing is you hold it there yeah. and you must go just straight.
Yeah.
See if you try and throw it like that. Say cheerio to all your ligaments in there and everything yeah. that's important in your arm. And like the amount of wee lads in our training and like, once the second or third year for the shot put where a teacher goes, so you start like this and then you go straight. You start like this, you go straight. And people are like, yeah, okay, you start like this and then you go straight. And it's just like,
snap.
My arm, I didn't fucking think I'm writing any homework or having a wank for the next 2 weeks. Like just brutal, brutal.
Bittersweet that.
Yeah, no spaghetti.
No homework, but no wanks.
Yeah, no spaghetti and no meatballs either.
Yeah, yeah, it seemed to be a thing, like you didn't get a go at it all year, and then they'd be like...
Gymnastics, hilarious.
Going through to the quarterfinals of the shot put.
Yeah.
This guy just touched it last week.
This guy who touched it last week and is the only one who didn't do that.
I remember in our primary school in Kings Park, you know, which, and this event sort of... It was good for the local scumbags.
Where's Kings Park?
You know me.
Right. You said, sorry, you said that as if I should know that.
Well, that's just, it doesn't matter. It's just the name of it. But.
But is that an area or is it just the school?
It's a loyal stronghold.
Right, okay.
You know, and. But they didn't bother the shot put. They were sort of, they were letting the locals shine at what they're good at. So they had the cricket ball throw, which I think.
Made a bullet?
No, you just wing it like you would a brick or a petrol ball.
Right, okay.
So you would get like a P7 who could just loft this ball.
Throw it like you would throw a Catholic's rights.
Yeah, that's exactly. But like some of these kids have been throwing bricks at buses for their whole life, yeah, you know yeah. what I mean? So you get some
cricket balls on the fucking Carrick.
Yeah, some P7 would just be like Tom Brady, just in the orbit. All these teachers not. Well done. Well done, Dwayne, or whatever the fuck. Well done, Garth. Still has that. That's summer time there. And it would just through the window of a Nova on the street.
Some cunt getting off a Stena line over in Scotland. Stepping off the sea cat.
Belfast, I'm finally here. But yeah, it might as well be, you know, the fucking the milk bottle throw or something.
Mental.
You know, just letting the scumbags.
The taggiest event I think I ever took part in. I mean, in sports day terms, obviously. I've
communion discus.
And, the body of... So we
if they painted orange, so they can find it.
Communion discus. Eucharistus. So, like, we did the puck fada, which is like a...
Oh, yeah.
You just heave a fucking hurdle on a slitter, like.
Yeah.
And, like, that is very takey, like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In primary school, I think I did quite well in one in primary school because I was goalie sometimes for hurling in the primary team. And I had my own stick. If I was playing out, I would have my own stick. But then I had a goalie stick as well, which has like the bigger paddle on it, like.
Oh, right,
so
okay.
You can fucking,
just
fucking. You can lash what, like, yeah. It's a heavier stick. So it was fun, but I made gymnastics was something in our school in secondary school that they just went, you can just do that now. And I'm like,
well, yeah, Kieran, get up on that beam.
One was definitely get up like vault, like yeah. do the vault. And I'm like, there are people who have made this their lives, who break their legs doing this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be class at it on, you know, first go. I fuck made all that.
I did gymnastics pretty hardcore when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. I don't know if you know this, Colin. It wasn't for me.
Well, you know, you think it wouldn't be for me either, but you do. There is actual footage of me doing gymnastics when I was younger.
What are we talking, a floor routine?
More just like that tumble run where it was like a springy floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you just do like 15 backflips. I was like exactly the same build.
Yeah, I...
You see the video, you're like, you just squashed him down and give him a wee bit of hair.
Yeah.
Thick.
Dude, yeah, I am.
Thick child.
I was a thick child. Very smart, but very thick.
Yeah.
Do you remember the tests they used to give you in primary school? Where there was like, they were all multiple choice, A, B, C, D. And you had to scribble wee things.
Mm-hmm.
I dream about them sometimes. Is that weird? Did I dream about doing them? Even now?
You were so good at them, you were like...
No, I just dream about it.
You're fantasizing, like...
Do you know what I do remember, though? I remember that, like, each year we're doing those, sometimes you had to do the same questions as last year, but then go on a bit.
Mm.
So it was, like, starting you off.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought they were weird. I hated all that.
I'll take a multiple choice over, like...
Explain your answer. Every choice. Yeah.
Every choice. Yeah. This is an every choice test.
There's multiple choice where you get four choices or five, and then there's say whatever you want here. Or Kevin once set a test when he was teaching technology, because in class he had said to them...
I can't believe you're... Does he still do that?
No. No, he's full-time at music now, but he taught for a long time, like... He was teaching maybe like over 10 years. He was a teacher, like, so he taught, he had said to them, you know, never use a hammer to put in a screw, basically, always use a screwdriver. But instead of saying what tool, he knew that if he said what tool must you use to put in a screw, that everybody will go screwdriver, right?
Yeah,
so he said, what tool should you not use? So then all the answers were mental, because I mean, it can be anything. What tool should you not use to put in a screw? A microwave.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? What tool should you not use? You know, a fucking car. And it's like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. He was looking for a hammer.
Yeah.
But he had to mark him all right, because basically anything written on that line that isn't screwdriver, you know, what tool should you not use to put in a screw? My sister's face. Correct.
Power washer.
You know,
First year, if he was teaching first year technology, it must have been an absolute piss take.
It is.
Of course it is. This is hilarious. They used to tell, they had one of these like fucking, it was basically like an industrial oven where you put something under and like heat treat it. But they were like,
yeah, for like plastic and all.
Yeah. They were like, bring in a fucking yogurt thing and we're going to flatten it and make a key ring.
Oh, wow.
Steal an 11. And then some guy got a full bollocking because they were like, bring in the cheap ones, you know, like a spelga.
Yeah.
So it melts flat. And someone brought in a Müller and the guy, he was like, I fucking told you. He went through this guy had anger issues. He later like choked the guy.
A lot of technology teachers have anger issues.
He was like, you fuck, I told you not to bring in a Müller one.
Do you know what I think teaching technology must be like? It must just be like...
Working in prison.
Working what?
Here's a wee bit of craft, like in prison.
Yeah.
Today we're doing a bit of crafts.
Because it's like you're not really teaching anything until you're probably in like GCSE or A level.
Yeah.
So the first few years of it is probably like, keep all these kids alive for half an hour here.
Yeah.
It's a job done. You know what I mean? Because it must be, I mean, even in our school, which was pretty fruity, like in terms of like, just like, you know, like the stories that were coming out of other schools that our ones were teaching in, you know, to be like, this kid barricaded himself in a room and he's fucking throwing chairs at teachers' faces, right? In our school, it'd be like, this child phoned in a bomb scare to a teacher's house, you know?
Yeah.
Dastardly in a different way.
Yeah.
You know? But like even in our school, technology was a place where things flew around. You know, there was one wee lad in my class. He's a wee dick, and he would put things in the vices and just crank them until they fucking flew somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Like a wee bit of plastic at a weird angle.
That is dastardly.
Just crank it, or like put something in the vice, crank it in straight away. You know, with a wee fast lock, and then just fucking smack it with something like a fucking hammer, and it'll just. It's pretty funny, like.
Bad cunt.
But, like, it's just bits out.
He's probably in debt or jail.
This is going to be, like, because definitely in jail or debt? Saying it, the teacher, what?
I said, in debt or jail?
the teacher. Have I told the story? I don't know. Have I told the story on a podcast before about the wee lad putting his finger in the thing in technology?
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Just clean put his finger in the fucking jigsaw.
Nice.
Like, just went, like, so, and literally, as it's ripping his finger up, just went, ow, and I was like, "Raw!" Like I just yelled his name, and I was like, "What are you doing? Stop it! Stop it!" And the teacher freaked out. I literally went, "Jesus, his name! What the fuck?" And I was like, "Are you okay?" And all, and I switched the thing off because it happened with two of these saws, and this happened at the fucking saw beside me, and she bollocked me for swearing, and I went, "Sorry for swearing."
He's only bleeding to death.
I'm like, "Sorry for swearing, this cunt." Has just slip knotted his fucking finger. Like he just went. People equal shit. Yeah. Fucking finger straight into the blade.
The fun story in our school was with the jigsaw. The only person to ever injure themselves was a teacher,
amazing.
And he cut two fingers off. But I remember watching this guy.
I think I've heard of that. That he was it like with a thing and it jumped. It jumped.
I don't know.
Because a circular blade can sometimes. I don't know why I went. It jumped. It jumped, but like it can jump out, and then it'll hit the wood as it's even if it's slowing down. It'll hit it and jump again, so it could literally go and like land and just take your hand out. If you've been doing it like that, you can lose that hand.
Oh my God.
Like, it's crazy.
I remember watching this guy, and you know, like they let you make bullshit to fuck about, and they had that belt sander.
Yeah.
Which just going, and this cunt took like a fucking 8-foot bit of MDF and just sat for like the next 3 weeks on a project, you know, just. And I was watching, he was literally making a key ring or something. So the thing was like about that size.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, and it took him forever to get rid of it. Like, the whole week after week after week. And then he got down to the last wee bit and it disappeared. And he hit his knuckles off the front of it.
Do you remember?
It was like, you stupid cunt, just cut a bit out that size.
Every tech teacher lies about that machine though, don't they? About the tie. I had a student whose tie got caught in there, took their fucking chin off. And they're like, well, it didn't, did it?
And they were stuck there and it ate away at their face for 9 hours till they found him. And his neck was perfectly smooth. There was blood everywhere.
Yeah, like every teacher or like a teacher sees you chewing on the end of your pen. I had a student who choked on one of them and it was actually that student then that Bic changed the design to put a hole in the lid of the pen. And you're like, no, you didn't, you cunt. So between you and some chokey in your class... You've invented the fucking the hole in the Bic pen. No, you didn't. The lying cunt.
Fucking.
You know, teachers who probably see injuries the most are HE, tech, and PE, and they're all liars. I had a student who took their fingers off with a vegetable knife, and I'm like, well, was it a vegetable knife or was it a fucking samurai sword? You cunt.
Yeah.
Because it can barely cut the fucking carrots in here. Remember HE? How shite the equipment was.
Do you want this nail file to cut a carrot? Cheers. One of our teachers was off for about 2 weeks over Halloween and came back in and her face was burnt to bits and she got hit with a firework in the eye. Which is terrible, but you know, you're like...
Baby, you're a fire.
And I know we had another teacher come in and be like, we're not, you know, we don't need to talk to Mrs. Whatever about her injury. You know, we'll just carry on as normal. And she came in and was like, right, folks, 15s. We're doing Mint Aero 15s, you know, keep it exotic, you know. she had someone come in and pre-warn. We'll not bring it up, and then she came in.
Right, folks, 15s is fucking unreal.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you ever just have a teacher, teachers that just want to make you stop talking in our school would just go, and we just keep getting, it would just be higher and higher. You know what I mean? Then like later on.
But you would do it yourself, like just being around annoying kids all day. You'd develop your own thing.
You'd see the things that like.
I'd be such a cunt if I was a teacher.
Oh mate, yeah. I was a cunt. Like,
I would be like, do you ever watch Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
Where he just comes over and he goes, he's like, hey guys. I seen someone raping a girl. And then they're like, what? And he goes, I'm just messing. And then he thinks it's... I'd be doing that in class to keep people quiet.
See that.
There's a fire! Joking. There's an active shooter! That could happen if you don't pay attention. Okay?
Sit down. There's a fire! In my belly, foreknowledge.
Yeah.
And also school dinners. Unbelievable. There's an active shooter. Yeah. It's fucking epic. Epic.
Shooter! Only messing. We do only have 20 minutes left. Now finish the charcoal drawn, because that's important. Let's get out of here. All right. I've been holding a fart for 7 hours. So if you want to make your way to the corridor, and I'll just fucking.
Oh mate, I would have no truck with dropping eggs like in a classroom. Yeah. Like if I was the teacher,
would you be crop dust in the class?
You know, I would do a thing. Yeah, you walk around checking the work, just dropping wee curries as you go. Like, you know what I mean? Did somebody order a wee korma down at the slow table? There you go. And then just walk past. You know what I mean?
Just trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking, yeah, because you're all cramped up because you've been holding it all day.
Yeah. Yeah. We science once. Do you ever do a wee fart in science? It's a nightmare because it's like on that. It's just on like a, like a proper old wooden stool.
Just rattles.
Everyone
off it.
Hears it like, oh, mate. I
that is the best fart.
In science, just a loud one where you just don't care.
Did your science place have like stools and benches instead of tables?
So the,
because you're at a perfect angle if you're like leaning on a bench.
In our old school. in our old school building, like it had these, they were like, I want to say like octagon type things that were like, it was like a big counter and then a smaller octagon in the middle so that when you were doing experiments, you could set your books up there.
Nice.
And then all the wee taps came out of that octagon thing around the table and plugs and all. And then there'd be like a sink, two sinks, and then like another octagon then. And it was all linked around like four or five of those in the room. But then in the new school, they built these ones that were just plainer, more like big desks that had gas taps on them. And
the stress of being like a like a chemistry teacher.
I wouldn't want to teach.
Yeah, we're going to do some stuff with fire today and then you're just sweating bullets. Like,
genuinely, my class. So one of the teachers in our school who did that, she was a biology.
I can't even go that high.
Excuse me. She just go, first years. Right. Alright, so she would like
fuck up.
She would freak out at us. She was our science teacher first year, but she was like a biology teacher, so she was like my biology teacher for A level or whatever. But when we were in first year, people fucked about in my class so much in the first couple of days that we were not permitted Bunsen burners for first year. And it meant then there was experiments where you needed boiling water.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, there was a kettle in the room for it, for us. All the other classes are learning Bunsen stuff. She just gave up. And to be fair, our class was...
Welcome to first year chemistry today, tea.
We're
starting off with tea.
Because there was an experiment where you had to like measure the temperature of water at different times and see how long it took to cool down once you remove the heat. And so ours was just, she did it basically with one big beaker. And we just took her results down for the, like we weren't allowed to do anything in first year. But I mean, it was because people were.
But you just never know around in your life when you're going to need to know that.
I know.
You know, like someday that'll pay off. You'd be like, what?
Oh, well, that's only.
It's 67 degrees. My guys, just a quick shout out from, our good friends at manscaped.com, as you know, the world's leading device when it comes to depubing your nut bag. That's not official. I have an official read from them. But, you know, depubing your nut bag is science talk for shaving your bollocks. Fresh ball fall is upon us and you need to be in a festive spirit, my guys, okay? Light a candle, get some pumpkin spice and make sure your balls look nice. And that's poetry right there is what you're witnessing. With our sponsors of today's show, manscaped.com. Nature may clear the leaves of the trees, but you'll need Manscaped's help to get you ready for that sweater weather. Get your pants puppies prepared for cuffing season with a trim as refreshing as a ball breeze. As a fall breeze. Oh, that was a Freudian slip there. By going to manscaped.com and using the code GEMBAND1 for 20% off. You know the crack, my guys. You've heard me talk about it so many times. Just skip the bullshit. Get that care package that they have. It's got the Lawnmower 4.0 in it for taking care of your nuts. It's got the Beard Hedger, take care of your face. It's got Ball Deodorant, take care of those vinegar nuts. It's got Ball Toner, keep them tight. They got boxers. They got a fuck, you name it. What do they not have in this bag, in this care package? Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Spray and Toner. Like the amount of products for that testy pouch, I mean, what more do you want? So what I need you to do is, if you're a listener to General Banter, go to manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAMP1 to get 20% off and free shipping. And I'll tell you something, this is a premium product, my guys, so 20% off. Legit amount of discount. So you might as well get it all in one go. Manscaped.com, use the code GEMBAT1 for 20% off. Thanks for listening. Cheers, guys. Enjoy your nuts. Guys, another quick shout out to our sponsor, the Calm app, calm.com. Do you have stressful deadlines? Long hours and the pressures of juggling family and social life can take their toll on your mental health. Nobody knows that more than me, you know? Trying to entertain the masses and also my wife and child. With Calm, you can get in the moment relief from everyday sources of stress and anxiety, so you can show up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle any challenge. You know what I mean? Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. And that's what it's all about, my guys. What did it say there? Pressure, drug, and family, social life. You can get in the moment relief. That's what you want. You know, you don't want to have to set aside 4 hours to do yoga. You can use the Calm app and get all these breathing techniques and mindfulness guides and stuff like that there. Calm recognizes that everyone faces unique challenges in their daily lives. The mental health needs differ from person to person, and the time for meditation may vary. And since self-practices are so deeply personal, Calm strives to provide content that caters to your preferences and needs. They've got it all in there, guys. The breathing techniques are good. You know, if you're ever feeling particularly stressed, take yourself to a quiet spot and just follow along for, you know, 4 to 6 minutes of just being mindful and being in the moment. Regulating that breathing, bringing that heart rate down, just chilling out for a second. The Calm app puts the tools you need to feel better in your back pocket. If you go to calm.com/banter, you'll get a special offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, and new content is added every week. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer, 40% off your premium subscription at calm.com/banter. That's calm.com/banter for 40% off and unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/banter. Could you get any more Calm is what I'm saying. Get on there and get Calm. Sort yourselves out. Cheers, guys. Shout out to calm.com. I got a bargain one day from a chemistry teacher who had a bad hip, so she had a limp. And then I went in there one day with like a sprained ankle after playing sports. She was like, "How dare you mock me?" I was like, "It's fucking swollen up there.
How dare you mock me?"
Yeah, that was her go-to. Because she limped in and I limped in behind her.
Tell me you have an inferiority complex, so I'd actually tell me.
Yeah. Stop mocking me. And I was like, listen, the bitch is purple. Look at it.
She must think Stephen Hawking's a real cunt. Like,
yeah.
Taking a piss out of her.
Stop trying to one-up me in your chair, for fuck's sake.
That's fucking mental. Oh, mate, I had a couple of real rare cunts teach me. Like, I think one of the funniest things that ever happened, that I sort of think is funny, but when I look back on it, I do go, he was a mad cunt. A guy in my class got thrown out of the class out of a mobile one day. And when the teacher went out to bollock him, he wasn't there. And he was on the roof of the mobile. And he just stood there for ages.
Respect.
Which is sort of respect, but also like, is it any wonder we weren't allowed to use the Bunsens? Like, do you know what I mean? Because
it is like a prison.
It is like prison.
A lot of schools.
It is a wee bit prisony.
Prison vibes.
Yeah, there was some good shit though. I used to like doing all like the plays and all. That was fun.
I told you I got an award for best dwarf when I was in primary school.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thick child.
Played by Colin Geddes.
Yeah. What was that? Was it in Snow White?
No. No, it wasn't. It was. Yeah, just... No, they just the play was just called Midgets. It was Snow White, yeah.
Little People of Kings Park.
Yeah.
which one were you?
Don't know.
Oh, that's sad.
Thicky? I have no idea.
Pudgy? I like doing all that stuff. We did like a Shakespeare thing in our school. It was good crack. Shakespeare Festival, first year and second year.
Oh, God.
So you would like learn, you would read like a Shakespeare play in your class and like learn about it. Right, for maybe like literally from like January and February, and then around March or April time, around March you would start like doing like an abridged version of it, like a heavily abridged, so like doing a couple of scenes out of Shakespeare.
And abridged is what?
Abridged?
Shortened?
Yeah, but like heavily truncated, Colin.
Greatly
shortened, so like you're not going to put on...
Like my truncated penis?
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to put on... You're not going to put on, like, a full show because they go on for ages.
Yeah.
But like if you're doing Romeo and Juliet, you can do the scene at the start. You can do a scene where Mercutio dies. You can do.
She's asleep and he's just like.
Yeah, you can
do awake,
the bit, you can do the bit when they both die. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm seeing it.
And so like you can maybe do three scenes or like four if you chop them down, if you bridge them even further, right? So like we were doing that. And so in first year, so then like every class, five classes in each year. So every class will do one and then, and you would theme it. So like we did Romeo and Juliet, but it was with like a guys and dolls kind of gangster theme, or like people would do it and it would be like a, you know, you maybe do, I know, Hamlet, but instead of it being like, you know, fucking medieval Denmark, you're going to do like it's Hamlet set in fucking...
Miami. Bad Boys.
Yeah, it's Bad Boys.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, so like we do that, but you stay with the original language and then everybody does their play about 20 minutes or half an hour or whatever and there's prizes, no? You're looking at a two-time Best Actor winner or whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Do you know what's killing me? The thought of us just having one child and him growing up and me maybe the threat, might not happen, but the thought of me having to go to something like that.
Parents don't go to it.
Oh, they don't? It's thank fuck. I thought someday they're going to be like, we're doing Romeo and Juliet, but it's all trans or whatever. And then I'll be like, I can't. I've a truncated interest in this. I don't even know what it means.
Oh, yeah. I have a heavily abridged will to be here.
Eddie's going to do like two things that I'll be supportive. You know, if he like played rugby or got into fighting, I'll be fucking hardcore dad on the sideline.
Yeah.
But if he turns around and he's like, Daddy, can you take me to hockey practice now or something? I'll be like, I can't.
What if it was football? Would you get into football?
I'd probably do football. I look like a football manager.
I don't think we're not planning a child, shall I say, but like if there was one, I'm getting that cunt on his left foot from his nose.
Oh yeah.
Just to be like, here, kick with your right for sure, but when you're passing with the old man, it's left.
It's
you
left.
You only use left with me, so you're gonna grow up to be a wee two footed, wee thick boy.
Yeah. You're taping a brick to his right foot. No rights round here.
Yeah.
Guess you're streaming with tears.
I don't want to kick it. You're weak.
Yeah.
You're weak.
They have to do that with it. You know, like them Chinese kids can play the piano, you know?
Yeah. Mate, do you know,
just get it right over and over.
I filmed a couple of things were for the Chinese community New Year, and they do like a big New Year thing in the waterfront sometimes.
This year?
No.
What like year is it this year? Ago. Year of the...
I don't want to get into that because I don't know. I don't know what all the years are. I know there's rat and... There's year of the rat, year of the dragon. Is there tiger?
It's year of the rat every year around here.
Oh,
Year of the snake.
It fucking smells like the year of the rat anytime I open my hole. But anyway,
anytime.
Just anytime.
If I did it now, be here.
It's not like that in 2003 as well. So like I was filming this thing. So it was through the uni. The uni had like the Confucius Institute, which is like a thing to bring Chinese culture and Chinese staff to universities all over the world. Some people would say it's a propaganda racket, but whatever. And there's a lot of money in it. And
no shit.
Oh, and yeah, up the asshole, like, and they
Japanese, but
I know I was gonna say, I was literally going, that's definitely Japan. What there's I'm not even being a dick. Is there's yin? Is that what it's called? It's very similar. Can somebody please Google that? What? Dong. There's me absolutely. Straight.
Chinese. That's Vietnamese. Vietnamese dong.
I think it's called yin.
I've spent
yin.
Yin.
Up the fucking who?
Because I was a multi-billionaire when I was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Out of 49 quid in my pocket. Do you know what I mean? I had like fucking 18 billion dongs.
Yeah, just enslaving people.
18 billion and one dongs in my pocket. You know what I mean? By the way, one shot put, 22 quid, 1 kilo. I'll buy you one.
Could you look up how to say glasses in German?
Yeah.
Is Augenblatt the word? If it is, I'll be really happy. There's definitely a word that's like Bila as well for them or something. Like, mine Bila. Or Bila or something like that. Or
Brilla?
What?
B-R-I-L-L-A. Brilla.
Yeah.
Mine Brilla. Spectacles.
Yeah. What does Augenblatt mean? Or is that like your eye white? No, your eyelid?
Glaser?
Glaser.
Glasses.
Yeah. I think that actually means though... Glasses, as in like
a cup,
three glasses, you know.
Yeah,
Raglaza, like
Brill with an E.
Hot Panther, what? Brille,
Brille,
Brille. So anyway, what was I was filming all this. I met a load of Chinese kids from China over from a performing arts school over there. I made musicianship. I am talking shit that would mate. It blew my fucking mind. So the Confucius Institute hired me to sort of go down, film this, cut like a very basic video of it and give them it, because they like keeping records of events they put on. Mate, Jesus Christ. I am talking like, there was kids up doing like song and dance stuff where there's music on the background. They're kind of dancing and singing to it. And then there's kids coming out, some cunt coming out in a fucking top and tail, sit down, takes a hat off and shreds a fucking piano. And I'm literally sitting there going,
fuck yeah.
This is fucking, fuck Elton John, this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. And there was kids playing like traditional Chinese instruments. I don't know what they're called, but you would know them to hear them. It's sort of like it sounds like guitars, like with like loose strings nearly. And they're moving, you know, you play it and you're moving sort of like a wee bit up here. You move like a wee stick and it changes you get a bend on it and all. I'm sitting there going, this is fucking, mate, just the musicianship of it, not
but
even
does it,
like...
Does it freak you out why they're so good, but they're so young?
Yeah, because you know they're getting fucking...
whipped?
They're probably getting fucking booted. When
like their army have like pins in the collar of their shirt, so their head doesn't go down?
Yeah.
Fall asleep and die?
Yeah, it's probably literally like fucking... You're getting booted in the fucking case there, like, if you fucking make a wee mistake, you know what I mean? Just fucking, again, you know what I mean? It's so funny though.
It's so funny.
You do end up with talent, like.
Well, that's it.
You know what I mean? It's like whiplash. Whiplash for a 5-year-old though, you know what I mean?
That's what they get if they hit a bomb note. Hit a bomb note.
You'll get whiplash whenever a fucking grown man's shoulder charges the back of your head. You know what I mean? It's weird though, because they're getting class at music and stuff, but are they still sort of fairly shit. They're shit at football, like.
China? Yeah, probably.
They're shit at that, like.
They're good at the like gymnastics and stuff like that.
Yeah, they murdered that, like. Yeah.
You know, there's no China at the World Cup here for the rugby.
Aye.
You know? But we love
it. It'd be good if there was, though.
Yeah. Up next, New Zealand versus China.
Imagine watching like Samoa versus China. Just fucking the biggest cunts on earth. Just absolutely pile driving them. It'd be quite funny.
They'd kill some of them, you know?
Yeah.
There'd be a guy on a stretcher with like his brains hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a guy stepped back on his head by accident.
Somebody's still kicking his brain, being like, again. You know what
I'll tell you something. You know, we're joking about thick boys. I was in Thailand and I was walking behind a bunch of Samoans. They were like a sevens rugby team. And I felt like fucking Kate Moss. I was like, these cunts are fucking enormous.
Did you ever
like,
hear that quote of hers that fucking nothing tastes as good as skinny feels? I'm like, oh, you smug fucking see-through bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've never fucking had a battered Mars bar then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No one else feels good, Kate? Big tits. Big tits taste better than fucking skinny feels. Oh, my cock. do you want to taste better than skinny feels? Big body gals.
Yeah, she is fucking translucent, like, you know what I mean?
But that was all in back in the day, you know what I mean?
What, the wee skinnies?
Heroin shake.
Oh, I was never in that. That's not. Nah, believe it or not.
That is not in my Pornhub search bar.
Yeah, nah.
Heroin
see
shake.
See through bitches.
Yeah, she probably smells heroin.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she smells for sure.
Yeah. Did you watch that Beckham documentary?
I have.
Just take a left turn here.
I have. Yep. Seen the whole thing. I also remembered quite a lot of it from the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I sort of like that Man United team was like the team I grew up watching. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. And see when he went to, did he go to Real Madrid?
Mm-hmm.
when they were like rhyming off the players, I was like, that's like, even I know that they're classic players.
Exactly. You like know? Fucking Zidane, Figo, fucking
Roberto Carlos.
Big Roberto, yeah.
Roberto. Fucking
Michel Salgado, Goody, mate, fucking just
Goody?
Ronaldo.
Original, fat Ronaldo?
I don't like that now.
What?
Don't like when people call him fat. It's not fair. Guy was a fucking warlord.
Thick Ronaldo.
Thick. I'll take that.
Yeah, plus size Ronaldo.
Yeah, I don't like when people call him fat Ronaldo because like he put weight on after a glittering career of winning the World Cup twice. The guy's a fucking warrior.
I like the look of him. Like he looks like he went, I'm done playing football. I'm way back to Brazil for some fucking steaks and big batty gals.
That's pretty much what he did. Have you ever read?
Shirt open. Got.
There's a thing on Twitter now. I don't really like it. It's called the upshot, right? And it's like, I don't really like it. Like, I think I've actually muted it or something now, but like it's a thing where they would like tell like scandalous stories from football.
Oh no.
And Ronaldo wasn't one of them, but Romario, I don't know if you remember that wee fucking hero, made that guy like, and Ronaldinho as well, apparently just risking like world stardom for big batty girls, like all of them. They're all at it. Like,
I like the way you poshed that up there.
Thanks. I was trying to do it the way you did it.
Big batty girls.
Yeah.
David well, that's, you, isn't, you're from Brazil. You got that fucking...
Mate, yeah. But like, Romario's one of these lads where he's an unbelievable footballer and knows it, and he's a complete bastard about it. Like, you know, like somebody else comes into training who's not as good.
Yeah.
He ruins the cunt off him and then boxes his wife. Like, you know, he's ruining him on the pitch.
Back
then,
when athletes were athletes.
when, yeah.
You know, now they're all green tea and yoga.
Some of them are. Oh. Some of them are alleged.
Oh yeah. What a way to put it. That guy alleged.
I just refer to 2 or 3 United's current squad as the alleged because they're just like they're fucking complete arseholes like.
Allegash much?
Yeah. have you seen this new Portuguese guy, Allegash, on the fucking
Allegash? Allegash. Yeah.
Al edged.
Yeah. Allegash.
The fucking Saudi striker.
Oh fuck! The Beckham thing was fun, but you know you can have a big career and all, and then you know you are just in the garden doing da shit later on in life, you know.
Yeah.
Did you see when he was testing
his garden?
Laking it.
It's all right.
Did you see when
right.
He was testing his mushroom? Did he grow a mushroom?
I love that.
And he put like a wee tiny bit of oil, and then he was like, "That's nice."
He gave quite a lot.
Cut
of
it in half.
That wee mushroom.
That's lovely. It's very nice.
That mushroom didn't get eaten for no reason. Do you know what I mean? It was enjoyed.
Yeah.
Took time with it. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was nice.
I'll tell you what though.
Ideal setup.
It is an unbelievable setup. The problem I would have is even if I got a setup similar and had my own mushrooms, there's no chance I'm sticking one on that grill at a time. Like, no. You know what I mean?
No.
Just be like, bring us one punnet of those.
Yeah.
Get them out. Fucking.
I got gifted a box of exotic mushrooms.
Excuse me. Sorry. That's a cough.
Got gifted all these mad exotic mushrooms, and there was a big massive punnet, and then I cooked them down, and it was basically me and Maureen's dad testing them. We got like a fucking tablespoon each. It went from like a box of mushrooms to like there you go.
Oh, really?
They just disappeared.
Why?
Just all the water came out of them.
Oh, it's a wee bit sad, isn't it?
When you were trying to stifle that yawn for 1 second and I thought you were dying.
I mean, do you ever try and stifle a yawn without opening your mouth and you just go
comes out your arse.
Yeah. My hole's knackered. Oh man, I hate that. I hate whenever like the most annoying time people pull you up on a yawn.
They take offense to yawn. Like,
are we boring you, Karen? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are, but I'm also tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired because you have me awake at 9 a.m. for a Zoom about nothing. Zoom is always about nothing.
Yeah.
See, any Zoom I have, it always starts off with like literally 10 to 15 minutes of complete shite. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I'm going, we could have this done in 5.
I'm getting very rude with meetings now. People are like, how did that go? And you're like,
yeah.
Get to the fucking bits.
And whereabouts are you? Are you in Belfast? No.
Where are you based?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Doesn't matter. Pay me.
Pay. Give me that dong.
I'm based at the fucking highest end of your bank account now. Send me everything. You know what I mean? Man, it fucking melts me. I hate
you. You should more aggressive yawns.
We were thinking of
yeah, brother.
That happened to us in Dublin. Me and Aaron were in Dublin. We're like walking through the streets, and I just heard. I was talking this in the bomb squad, but the girl just there's a girl behind us walking. You could sort of hear her shoes clapping about, and then she just went. Like this massive, and we both turned around like the fuck, and then she started laughing. She's like, "Oh my god, sorry." And then we had a bit of crack walking up the road.
Yeah.
And then she, because we're walked for so long in the same direction, she was Brazilian, big batty gal, but she actually looked more like Ronaldo in the face, fat Ronaldo in the face. And then we walked so long beside her. She was like, "Are you coming home to sleep with me?" And I think she meant, "Are you going to my house as well?" Yeah, but yeah. You know, and Aaron was like, "Well, fuck, what was it?" What was it? That's me and Aaron do a thing now. Where just if anyone says anything to you, you turn around each other. I'm like, she trying to fuck.
She trying to fuck.
Yeah. Someone would be like, "He's okay. Just want sugar, milk, or anything." You'd be like, "Nah, I'm good." And then they walk away. And you're like, "Is she trying to fuck?" What's going on?
Oh, that's good. That is
at a toll bridge. What do you mean, 280? You trying to fuck her? What's going on there? Calm down. Give me your knickers on. Jesus Christ.
My favorite thing is watching William. William has now become self-aware. William is like self-aware of the fact that I slag him for saying thank you so much to people. So when he's with me now and people, you know, because I say that that's him flirting with him, and he's like, you know, "Oh, thank you so much."
Yeah.
And he's self-aware of that.
He does go a wee bit camp.
So watching him now trying to find other things to say, and then he ends up over-flirting with him too much.
I have witnessed that, you know, now you say that. We've been in like
three of us were in Joxer, and he's like, we were both slagging the Christ out of him.
But then, because he is such a like a filthy wee fuck pig, he will be like, like he will, because he put on, you know what I mean? He will be like,
I'm just set up to enjoy that.
Fine. But he will do that because he literally went like this. The girl come over and you know, just. A bit friendly, and then he's like, "Oh, thank you so much." And then she walked away, and he's like, "Piss in my mouth," you know, like
a filthy wee fuck pig. It's so funny.
He looked like he does look like he should have a ball gag in his mouth at all times.
He does.
Oh, thank you so much. Shit in my mouth, please. Shit on my chest.
Tarmac my back.
Yeah. We better get out of here soon. How do we
tarmac my back?
Tarmac my back. Final thoughts, Jerry Springer style. How do we sort out Gaza?
Get him off the drink.
Exactly. Oh, fucking. He wakes up and his Twitter's on fire. What the fuck's going on, Pat? Oh, fucking, I'm not even Jewish.
Yeah, everyone's going nuts about Gaza, and he just shows up in Palestine with a fishing rod. Yeah.
Let's calm the whole thing down, Pat.
Oh, mate, that's so funny. How do you sort out Gaza? Unbelievable. What a fucking...
Oh, God.
What a man.
What a man. No, it's too much to get into at this point. We'll get it.
I don't know how you sort it out.
They need to sort it out.
Tell you who doesn't need to sort it out. Politicians from here. Do you know what they need to do?
Go back to
sort
work.
Sort themselves out.
Yeah.
Stop taking money.
You can't be all like out of work and then spring into action when you've got something to say.
Doing. Yeah. Have you seen this? It's all like cunts that are doing absolutely fuck all here, who won't sit in a room, who ironically won't sit in a fucking room with each other that they're getting paid to do, are sitting going, "Yeah, since over there need to do stuff way we did." Probably don't. Probably not a comparable conflict either. Probably just not.
Have you thought about taking Palestinian children and Israeli children and sending them both to Streamvale Farm for the day? Cross community?
We did a thing called Emu, right? Do you remember Emu? Emu was fucking cross community educational shit, and it was like, let's take kids from a school called Saint something. Let's take kids from a school named after a place or former soldier and put them together. They'll play football, they'll play Gaelic together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One of the teams, Prods versus Catholics. True story. Anytime we went to Dunmurry Primary School, prison rules football for fucking break time.
stabbing each other.
Yeah. Oh, here, no, we've all, your colouring ins are great, and I fucking 2 foot that cunt. You know what I mean? Fucking brutal, like, unbelievable.
Oh, Jesus.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. Well, wrap her up. I want to go in your car.
When you say go, do you want to drive it or do you want to be a passenger? Are you insured?
What's that mean?
Are you insured?
And to drive a car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can drive mine?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fully comp, Colin?
Yeah.
Don't fuck me. Don't fucking.
I thought you just worry about me just not crashing it first.
What?
Never mind insurance. You just be like, don't crash it.
I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, if you do crash it, at least I'll get it back. Whereas like, just don't crash it. But also definitely don't crash it if you're not insured.
Oh, fuck.
That's it. Donuts, cancel. Yeah. Oh, do you know what's good for donuts? That wee place out in fucking, a wee drive-through bit.
Donuts? Oh, why? Do you know, I was doing the SSE the other week, right? And I thought.
You drop somewhere. The SSE.
Ah, fucking place full of it.
Was it good? Did you enjoy it? I was doing a gig and I couldn't be there. I was actually genuinely melted.
You didn't miss much.
I bet you did.
Other than wall to wall.
Wall to wall epic comedy.
Yeah, that's all you missed. That's what you missed. Just basically a masterclass. But that's all you missed. But other than that.
Please, for the love of fuck, call your next thing masterclass.
Masterclass. Me sitting there like. On the poster. What was my point? Oh yeah, so but I was like, I'll go get some donuts for the crew in the Manly. I'm thinking, you know, there's fucking 30 of these cunts in here. And I went past and I was like, give us like 6 boxes of donuts. Cost me about £100. And then I get down there, there's like 4 fellas. And everyone's like, I'm gay, I'm celiac, I'm whatever. One guy at it, you know.
Love that.
And there. I'm just like fucking, you know, at the side of the road, at the front of the Odyssey, like, I want a donut.
See, even though I know this,
I'm going to. 32 donuts here.
This is like a sort of thing that I'm going to still go and do anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just be like, oh, fuck's sake, I'm left here with 87 donuts. Fuck's sake. Oh, Chloe, what am I meant to do with these?
This is backfired. Oh, Jesus. You try to be nice, you put your back in the line.
This is backfired.
Oh, fuck. Oh, whoops. You do the same, but you're just gigging in Laveries or something. You're doing a work in progress in the Ulster Sports Club.
I fucking.
Does no one want 32 donuts?
I see boxes of lemon meringues here.
Fuck's sake.
Have you had that lemon meringue donut they do out there? Oh, mate.
Yeah.
It's so good. Chloe got one. See, my favourite one to go for. Is a wee Boston cream.
Right.
And then Chloe's favourite one to go for is a wee cinnamon one, but they always sell out of them.
I just like that one, the plain one as well.
They always sell out of them. So Chloe ended up getting a lemon meringue one the other week. Unbelievable, wasn't it?
That's going to be my new trick. Just buying, like, I've got the whole crew of KFC. And I'm like, oh, it's just me all doing the sound. Yeah, for fuck's sake. What am I going to do with 19 Zinger burgers? Fuck's sake. Not again.
Mrs. Backfire. Yes. Yeah. Your
Oh, no. 25 Big Macs.
Oh, hello, Poppet. And also Poppets that have bought for everybody. What am I going to do with 19 boxes of these Poppets?
Remember her girl? The scene where she fucking puts her face in the cake. That's you with Boston Cream. Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
That's a great movie, to be fair. Pierce Brosnan steals the show, in my opinion.
I need to rewatch it.
Oh, so good. He's
what have
great
I done
now.
To my eye? I've just figured, I don't know. I got excited.
That's you hate yourself now. I have to go and teach kids how to make
don't
traffic
mention,
sandwiches.
Don't mention the eye. Anyway, folks, chicken on crit. Pops her eye back in.
Sorry. There was always a week in our school where the ones doing GCSE and A level, HE, had like modules they had to do. One of the modules was awful. And so there was a week every year where they were cooking awful in the school, mate. Just fucking smells like a massacre. Like, it literally, like, you know, like at Halloween, you walk into school and every cunt in HE's making apple crumble and apple tart and the fucking place just smells like heaven. Yeah. Like, there was a week in the school where it smelled like a fucking war crime had happened in it. Like, we're
hospital
just like,
bin.
We're just cooking the leavings here, basically. Hard with fucking onions on it, mate. Disgusting.
The leavings?
Yeah, just, mate, livers and kidneys and all. Have you ever eaten that shit?
I've had liver, yeah.
What do you make of it?
Ball night.
No, what did you make of it? Like, I mean, is it edible?
Do you know what's a nice flavor? Chicken liver.
As in the pate?
Chicken liver pate is good.
I don't know that I want the chicken's liver. I barely want the meat on a chicken because chickens sort of turn me a wee bit.
Yeah, they're a wee bit stinking.
I like it, but also I'm very, like, if I mean, I'm saying I hardly want the meat. I'll absolutely suck a snatters out of a chicken wing, but I'm saying I'm aware that that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm aware of the grade of myself, so I don't know that I'm ready for its innards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's people who put like wee hearts and all, chicken hearts in the sauces or pigeon hearts and all in the sauces and all. I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
I mean, there's an element of, do I need to do this?
Yeah.
If it was Bear Grylls on a fucking island.
Yeah.
You know, maybe
he can do with the calories.
I'll take a feed of livers, no sweat.
Yeah.
But if there's any other choice.
Like, I mean, if there's literally stuff on a menu, like a list of stuff that you can have, why are you going to go for the bacon feet? Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking leave it alone.
That's what I'm saying.
Rat.
What do you make of like Liver King and all? He's just like, good morning, primals. And then you just take a bite out of a bull's bollock.
Fuck's Liver King.
Man.
You always know the best internet stuff and I never know.
Now, this is Liver King's been about, like.
I know, but this is like, I taught you about Shakespeare Festival he's been about, so like you Liver King me.
You've never heard of Liver King?
No.
There's just this mad
I've heard of Tiger King. I watched that whole thing.
Oh yeah. I like that bit when the thing's casually attacking him and yeah. He's like, get the fuck off me, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. And what did you call your woman that was in that, what was her name? Carol Baskin. Oh my god, the song Carol Baskin, oh that was brilliant.
There is a picture of her when she's younger and she looks exactly like Maureen. I was like, oh God, this bitch gonna feed me to the tigers.
Oh my God.
But so he's all like primal diets and fucking, you know, get up and let the sunlight into your asshole and get a nice tan and get in the sea. And
eat livers.
Eat, it's a high source of everything, really. It's got all the nutrients and stuff in it. But he will just take a bull's bollock, which is about that size, and just knife it in half and then all that fatty shit comes out of the middle of it.
Raw, like?
Raw. And then he'd just be like, oh, no better breakfast.
There's no way he's...
Have you not seen Liver King? What do you watch at home? No, TV or something?
There's no way he's in fucking good nick, though.
Oh, he's in phenomenal nick.
No, he's not. He's not, though. He might look like he is, but on the inside.
But that's what...
Your body must be going away. You're in fuck now. Like, I know. I know. Do you ever be eating like a Chinese or you're eating like... You're just eating like shit. You're eating something like...
See, this guy will just take a mouthful of bollock here.
To be fair, he isn't phenomenal, Nick.
Okay, wait a minute. There will be one where he's just chomping clean into a bollock.
Right, but this is. Do you know what I mean, though? Do you ever come to a point? Testicles and tomatoes. That was for breakfast. Fuck up a sound. That's disgusting.
He's chomping bollock, man.
Liver King Ranch, right for the picking. We got the tomatoes.
Tomatoes and testicles, he said.
Trump, like?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. Do you ever have a few days? You definitely would have done this with drink. Now, I don't know if you've ever done it with food, where you take a look at yourself in a mirror, and or even just mentally in the mirror and go, the fuck are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
Or you maybe like, you know, you've maybe had what I would describe as a bad day, but it's also a good day in a way. Or maybe you've said to yourself, oh, then, you know, I was gigging last night, I'm starving, I feel fucked. Have a wee McMuffin for breakfast. And you get through the rest of your day and then you maybe go, have a chippy from a dinner, yeah. Right? And then at 11:30 at night, you hate yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe definitely at 9:30 the next morning, you're like, what am I doing? And then you go and have another McMuffin. But I'm saying, when you're in that cycle, there comes a point where your body goes to you, would you ever fuck up?
I would say
his body's definitely going.
I would say for him, he'd be like going about his day and he'll just do a wee burp and it tastes like bull cum. And he's like, that's enough for me. I might have a McMuffin.
A bollock and a fucking tomato. Like, who wants that? That's stinking. And also see people. Do you know what it reminds me of? See people just, see the way he just did that with a tomato?
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the way you eat tomatoes. No, it fucking isn't. The Italians grow the best tomatoes in the world and they fucking stew them, you cunt. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's stuff like that where I go, it's like, do you ever see like some hippie guy or like somebody from City Hall just walking around eating bread? And you're like, oh yeah, you're so random because you're just eating dry bread. You're a dick. You're a dick. I'll tell you what's better with.
Care making fun of homeless people again.
You're better with anything on it. Anything on that makes it better.
Yeah.
It can be anything.
Bollock.
Just a big fucking bull bollock in your baguette. Yeah. Can I get a bull bollock baguette, please? Tomato on the side. Because just tomato on the side, please, of this BLT, because I like to just, like, that's normal. Yeah. It's not normal.
People are not slacking.
Like, that's not even, cavemen didn't even do that. Cavemen cooked it.
Yeah.
That's why. Like, that's why everyone cooks. Because some cunt went, see when people were eating raw stuff and using fire for heat. One day, somebody left a bit of meat sitting by the fire and went, fuck, well, I have nothing else made. It went,
that's banging.
That's better. First mission star, that cunt, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it goes from there. That's why you apply heat to food. See all this? We're actually designed to eat a raw diet. We're actually not. We are actually literally not.
I love
people were cooking stuff literally 10,000 years ago. People were cooking stuff.
Yeah.
Evidence.
But cunts like that will be like, even when a killer whale attacks a great white, they only eat the liver or something. They'll say things like that. Yeah. And you're like, but you're a fella in an office.
Yeah, yeah.
So
maybe eat the flesh.
What about a toastie?
You know what I mean? Said, oh, I love wee toasty. See that thing I had today in Joxer? It's like a chicken toasty. It's like a toasted chicken sandwich.
Nice.
It's very, very dirty. Got a wee bit of sriracha and a wee bit of mayo.
Slut.
Was a wee bit dirty, like a wee bit slutty, like.
I feel like I want the McMuffin and I need a bollock right now.
I'll be honest with you. See if they sold McMuffins during the day, I'd be dead. It's actually better for me that they don't.
I'm going to leave you with that. Yeah. Me and Arm went on the piss in LA one time and you could get like a lucky bag at a McDonald's and you pay like $25 and they put everything in it. So we were pissed at like 4:30 in the afternoon. And
me and Chloe just looked at each other there as if you'd given us.
Oh, she's on Skyscanner.
As if you'd given us a code for like fucking youth elixir.
Yeah. You what, mate?
You know what I mean?
But in this forever, bag, right? This bag had fucking pancakes and bacon, a Big Mac, fries, a McRib, a McMuffin. It had all the day's food in the sack.
What is a McRib?
McStinkin'. It's like they make dog food look like ribs. There's no bones in it, like, but they've done. It's like a pork. You know, it's stinking.
Is it?
It's not great.
I wouldn't have it, like, to be fair.
Yeah, it's McStinkin'.
But there's no bones in it.
No. I mean, it'd be fucking mental if you went for a McRib and you're like, oh, let me get the fucking bones out of this first. Jesus Christ. But anyway. I'm going to go outside and look at your car.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. When are you doing SSE?
10th and 24th of November. Buy tickets now.
Oh, you've got a wee minute? I thought it was like soon.
It is soonish.
Soonish.
Buy tickets though now so that I can...
Buy them now. Fucking settle them down.
So that I can afford the car that I've just bought. Thank you.
I can afford to go to LA and get a McRib.
Oh, here.
Oh, fucking
LA, Lower Andy time.
Yeah.
Get a wee fucking... get a wee fucking thing up at Kennedy Way there.
Right, we'll get out of here. Right, cheers, Kieran.
Thanks for having
me. See you later. See you later.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.